USA Radio News.
Attorney General Merrick Garland won't re-imprison inmates sent home for COVID-19 protocols.
Merrick Garland's Justice Department announced Tuesday that the U.S. Bureau of Prisons is no longer required to re-imprison federal inmates who were released to home confinement during the pandemic. Mr. Garland said in a statement, "Thousands of people on home confinement have reconnected with their families, have found gainful employment, and have followed the rules." End quote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street on Wednesday, adding to the week's gains ahead of the Christmas holiday. The S&P 500 rose 1%, the NASDAQ rose 1.2%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.7%. The Biden administration is facing backlash after expressing hostility towards Americans who have not been vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is pleading for federal help with gun violence.
I have formally asked the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, to, with all deliberate haste, detail ATF agents to Chicago for 6 months so that we can increase the number of gun investigations and seizures in Chicago. The federal government remains uniquely qualified to help cities like Chicago address the scourge of gun violence.
So far this year, Chicago's number of shooting victims is well over 4,200. On Wednesday, Governor Gavin Newsom pledged to keep California schools open in a statement he issued with the state's influential teachers' unions. This news conference took place one day after President Joe Biden said K-12 classrooms must not close. The joint statement between Newsom and the teachers' unions come as the Omicron variant emerges in the U.S. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell wants colleague and Democrat Senator Joe Manchin to switch teams.
Democrats are still trying to move forward with President Biden's nearly $1.8 trillion spending package after Senator Joe Manchin voiced his opposition to it, citing the hefty price tag and inflation concerns. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell joins Fox News and says he admires Senator Manchin for sticking to his guns and says he's welcome to join the Republican Party if he wants.
I've suggested a good solution to his problem would be to come across the aisle and join us, where he'd be treated with respect. You recall the White House basically called him a liar Sunday, treated with respect, and find himself in agreement with the party he was caucusing with most of the time.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The jury at suburban Minneapolis police officer Kim Potter's manslaughter trial for the killing of a motorist has completed its third day of deliberations without reaching a verdict. Potter is charged with 2 counts of manslaughter. During an April 11th traffic stop, she said she meant to use her taser, but used her gun instead. And 9 days after a tornado demolished his 3-story office building in downtown Mayfield, Kentucky, Sonny Gibson stood in the debris and found his office cat Maddox unscathed. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.